Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi closely monitoring the situation in Iran, assures all steps will be taken to ensure safety of Indian citizens. Russian President Vladimir Putin holds telephonic conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss situation in West Asia and developments surrounding Iran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan is on an upward trajectory. South Korean court sentences former President Yoon Sang-yeol to 5 years in multiple charges. And in India Open Badminton, Lakshya Sen loses to Lin Chun-yi of Chinese Taipei in men's singles quarterfinal in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry has said India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran. During a media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India is committed to take whatever steps required in the interest of the Indian citizens living in that country.
We have around 9,000 Indian nationals in Iran. They are mostly students, people connected with business, some professionals as well, pilgrims and seafarers. Given the situation there, we have issued a few advisories asking Indian nationals to avoid all travel to Iran and Indian nationals who are already resident in Iran to leave Iran by available means, including commercial flights. We continue to closely watch the unfolding situation there and will take all necessary steps for the welfare of our people.
Regarding Chabahar Port, Mr. Jaiswal said the U.S. Treasury issued guidance on a conditional sanctions waiver in October last year, which is valid until 26th of April this year. He said India continues to engage with the U.S. on the arrangement.
On 28th October 2025, the U.S. Department of Treasury had issued a letter outlining guidance, the guidance on the conditional sanctions waiver, which is valid till 26th April 2026. We remain engaged with the U.S. side in working out this arrangement.
On defense cooperation with Japan, Mr. Jaiswal said, India is looking forward to further strengthen the ties and several projects are under consideration. Kremlin said that Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, during which they discussed the situation in West Asia and developments surrounding Iran. According to a Kremlin statement, Mr. Putin outlined Russia's fundamental approach in favor of intensifying political and diplomatic efforts to promote stability in West Asia. On the same day, Mr. Putin also spoke by telephone with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in Moscow that the Russian president will continue efforts aimed at de-escalating tensions in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan is on an upward trajectory. Mr. Jaishankar said this after co-chairing the 18th India-Japan Strategic Dialogue with his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi in New Delhi today. In his opening address ahead of the talks with the Japanese Foreign Minister, Dr. Jaishankar said that over the last two decades, India and Japan have successfully transformed their relationship from a purely economic one into a comprehensive and strategic partnership.
India attaches very great priority to its friendship with Japan. And over the last two decades, we have been successful in transforming the relationship from what was primarily an economic relationship into one that is broad, comprehensive, and strategic in its focus. We attach the highest priority to working with Japan in international forums.
In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said that both countries discussed a wide range of issues during the discussions, including deeper economic cooperation, maritime security, supply chain resilience, critical minerals, technology, people-to-people ties, and multilateral cooperation. The Ministry of External Affairs has said under the Economic Security Initiative, India and Japan will convene the private sector dialogue to enhance public-private cooperation in the field of economic security. In order to give a coherent push to the engagement in AI, both sides launched the AI dialogue to be led by the foreign ministers. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A South Korean court today sentenced former President Yoon Sang-yeol to 5 years in prison on charges that included obstructing attempts by authorities to arrest him following his failed bid to impose martial law in December 2024. The Seoul Central District Court found him guilty of ordering security forces to block his detention, excluding cabinet members from key decisions, destroying documents and deleting secure records. The court said Yoon showed no remorse and committed serious abuses of power. The ruling comes ahead of a separate verdict next month on insurrection charges for which prosecutors have sought the death penalty. The United Kingdom Conservative Party leader and MP Bob Blackman raised grave concerns over disastrous situation in Bangladesh, where Hindus are being murdered on the streets, their houses and temples set ablaze. He said that other religious minorities are suffering similar fate. Speaking in the House of Commons, he said the unrest comes as Bangladesh prepares for February 12 elections, marked by serious democratic concerns, including the ban on the Awami League and calls by Islamic extremists for constitutional changes. A federal court in Pakistan has ordered the police to find and present a 13-year-old Christian girl who was reportedly kidnapped, converted, and forcibly married to a Muslim man. A two-judge bench of Federal Constitutional Court FCC has ordered police to present Maria Shahbaz and 30-year-old Shahryar Ahmed in court. Supreme Court attorney Rana Abdul Hamid said that Ahmed abducted Maria on June 29th last year, forcibly converted her to Islam and married her. The bench admitted the petition filed by Maria's father. Meanwhile, a report has stated that religious minorities in Pakistan face systematic discrimination and entrapment in fabricated blasphemy allegations, mob violence, targeted killings, land grabbing, forced conversions, and arbitrary detention. Russia has called the Trump administration's threats to take over Greenland extraordinary, adding it would continue monitoring the situation. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the situation is unusual from the standpoint of international law. Peskov's comments come shortly after the US, Denmark and Greenland held talks over the future of Arctic Island. US President Donald Trump has talked up acquiring Greenland, a self-governing Danish territory, since a military operation to depose Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on January 3rd. Tens of thousands of Cubans demonstrated today outside the U.S. Embassy in Havana to decry the killing of 32 Cuban officers in Venezuela and demand that the U.S. government release former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In India Open badminton tournament, Lakshya Sen lost to Lin Chun-yi of Chinese Taipei in men's singles quarterfinal match 21-17, 13-21, 18-21 in New Delhi this evening. Earlier, Lakshya had defeated Japan's Kenta Nishimoto in straight games 21-19, 21-10 in a round of 16 match to reach the quarterfinals yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi closely monitoring the situation in Iran, assures all steps will be taken to ensure safety of Indian citizens. Russian President Vladimir Putin holds telephonic conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss situation in West Asia and developments surrounding Iran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan is on an upward trajectory. South Korean court sentences former President Yoon Sang-yeol to 5 years in multiple charges. And in India Open badminton, Lakshya Sen loses to Lin Chun-yi of Chinese Taipei in men's singles quarterfinal in New Delhi. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.